Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. How well do you remember? This morning I couldn't remember what the sermon title was when Andrea asked. Turns out it was remember. Earlier this week when I was on my way to work, I was up the street from our house when I remembered I had forgotten something at home and I had to turn around and go back and get it. It was my belt. But fortunately, I think those are the only things that I have forgotten this week. And it's been a busy week with a lot to remember. There's been a lot going on around here. There's been a lot of to-do lists and things crossed off. Hopefully everything we'll find out as we get through worship today. But I can imagine it's been that way for many of you as well. In addition to remembering the items that were on your shopping list or your to-do list in preparation for today, this week during Holy Week, we were encouraged to remember the events that took place in that original Holy Week in Jerusalem. We're encouraged to remember what happened to Jesus. And as we do so, we also remember how we have celebrated Holy Week in years before. We didn't do everything on Good Friday and Monday, Thursday this year that we have done in years past, and that's okay. I've heard from some of you, but it's okay. It's okay. And we also had to actually remember to come to worship on Thursday and Friday, whether that was in person or online, which is not something we do in a typical week. And then you had to remember at some point, maybe it was a few weeks ago, maybe it was a few days ago, maybe it was this morning, you had to remember to figure out what you're gonna have for Easter dinner. And then you had to decide if you were gonna cook or go out, if you were gonna invite guests, and then you had to remember to invite those guests. You did remember to invite them, right? Did they remember to RSVP? And if you are going to somebody else's house for Easter, did you remember to bring the rolls that you promised to bring? Or are you gonna have to stop at the store on your way there? Did you get the ham in the oven before you came to worship? Time bake. I told the first service, if you're eating lamb, I don't want to hear about it. This week and this day requires a lot of remembering. And I just remembered a few other items. Did you remember to bring your ticket to the Easter breakfast that we had before worship? Did you remember to come early for the Easter breakfast? All right, nice work. Did you remember the traditional Easter greeting and its response?
Yes.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And just when you thought all the remembering was done, that you had everything under control, in our gospel reading this morning, we are encouraged to remember even more. When the women arrived at the tomb early on that first day, they were surprised by what they found. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. But it's what they didn't find at the tomb that surprised them the most. They did not find the body of Jesus, which they had come to prepare with spices. And while they were scratching their heads, perplexed by this not finding Jesus where they expected him, two men in dazzling clothes appeared. And they asked a question, which I think is entirely inappropriate, but yet, they didn't ask me. They said, why do you look for the living among the dead? They were looking for the dead among the dead. They had come to find the body of Jesus and were shocked to discover it wasn't there. The men went on to explain that he's not here because he has risen. Then these men told the women to remember. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again. Then the women remembered Jesus' words. You see, in the shock of the moment, it was easy to forget what they had previously heard and to understand that what they were seeing or weren't seeing was actually something they had been told was going to happen. And you see, Jesus hadn't even just told them once. In Luke's gospel, three times he predicts his death and resurrection. But when the women are reminded, they remember, and they left the tomb to tell the others the story of what they had seen and what they had heard and what they had remembered. Now, amidst the chaos of any Sunday morning, but especially on Easter morning, it can be easy for us to forget what has taken place and to remember why we are actually here. I heard somebody at breakfast say they came for the jelly beans. We like to say that every Sunday is a little Easter here in the church, because every Sunday we give thanks for and celebrate the resurrection. But do we remember that that is what we are doing when we gather for worship? And on the Easter, this morning, the Easter morning, there are even more things to distract us than there are on a typical Sunday. Easter baskets, chocolate bunnies, which I've not had one yet, and egg hunts. I haven't had any chocolate yet. And then, of course, there is that ham in the oven, right, that we're worried about. Will the oven turn off? Will it overcook? What about those twice-baked potatoes that haven't gone in for their second bake? Are we going to get home in time to get them put in time for dinner? We worry about whether we're going to come in on the right note or the right measure, right, if we're singing and playing. Dana, do you think we're going to have enough communion wine?
I'm counting.
All right, she's counting. We worry, and all of these things and others can distract us and keep us from remembering what God through Jesus has done for us and why we are actually here. For we are here to celebrate the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When we remember what Jesus said, what Jesus has done, then we, like the women at the tomb, we should tell that story to the rest of the people. When we leave this place, we need to tell that story. Mr. Justin talked during the children's sermon a little about this God story, our story. That was our theme here throughout Lent. And it was the theme of our daily Lenten video devotions, 40 days of Lent. Yesterday was the last video. Thanks be to God. 40 videos. It was also the theme of our small group studies. And this theme has encouraged us to reflect upon and to remember God's story, and then to reflect upon and remember how God's story has impacted each of our stories. As we remember those times in our lives, those times that we've experienced God's love, God's presence, God's grace, and or God's healing, we are encouraged to share those stories, the stories of those times, with other people. And in so doing, we are sharing not only something about ourselves, but maybe more importantly, something about God. That's what Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women did. They shared their stories, but unfortunately, we read the apostles did not believe them. They thought their story was simply an idle tale. Isn't that what we're afraid people will think if we tell them our story? That they won't believe us? That they'll think that we're just talking gibberish? But all it takes is one person to hear our story, to be curious about what we've said, so that they too might become interested in hearing more about God's story. I think it's interesting to note that in the story of the resurrection, it's a story that's told in all four of the Gospels. It's the story that is the foundation for our faith as followers of Jesus Christ. In all four tellings of the story, it is women who were the first to the tomb and to notice and to see that Jesus had been raised from the dead. They were the first to tell the story of the empty tomb. You see, they were entrusted with this sacred story at a time in this male-dominated culture when they would not be believed. You see, women weren't considered to be good witnesses, which is probably why the apostles didn't believe them. Like, there they go talking again. Even when culture suggested otherwise, God chose women to be the first evangelists, the first to tell the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And their story was sufficient to ignite the spark of curiosity for one person, Peter. We've heard Peter's story all through Holy Week, thanks to the choir and through the cantata. And Peter was so curious, he ran to the tomb himself to see what it was they were talking about. And when he arrived, he saw, or didn't see, what they hadn't seen. The tomb was empty. Jesus was not there. And Peter was amazed at what had happened. And soon this story of the resurrection was shared among Jew and among Gentile alike. Of course, it, like any news that gets heard, would have been received with a variety of responses. Some may have said it was fake news and that they had simply moved the body to try and make people think that Jesus had been resurrected. But others believed. They believed in the good news of the resurrection because they had heard that Jesus had said this before. And they believed it to be true. Well, we continue to tell this story today. Over 2,000 years later, we tell this story because we know it to be true. We know it to be true because it's had an impact on each and every one of our life stories. So we tell people what God through Christ has done for us. And we share, trusting that they will hear and receive the good news, maybe believe it, maybe question, maybe get curious, but in somehow maybe it will make a difference in their life as well. So my encouragement to you on this Easter Sunday is to not forget, but to remember the story of the resurrection and to remember the stories and the times in your life where God's story has impacted your story. And then to share that with others, trusting that something amazing will happen. For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.